Okay, let's unpack this stack of sources. We're diving straight into what is, well, it's arguably one of the most unfiltered snapshots of online conversation we've really looked at.
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking at an excerpt from a long-running thread on the HSG Homestuck General Board. It's titled "Testily Harvesting Additional 131850."
And this isn't just text,
Yeah,
right?
not at all. The source material here is more like a fire hose. We've got text, images, audio clips, video files. It's this multimodal stream where the conversation just shifts like incredibly fast, often with hardly any context.
It really is the raw, kind of chaotic reality of a specific corner of the internet.
Definitely.
So our mission here is, well, to navigate the stream, try to pull out the most important nuggets, understand the flow, or maybe just embrace the lack of flow sometimes.
Yeah, pretty much. And figure out what really stands out in this, unique context.
And importantly, we're doing this just by reporting what the sources actually contain. We're staying completely neutral on the views expressed in there.
Right. Think of us as your guides, just mapping out this very particular rabbit hole.
Okay, so let's start with the obvious. The thread title says Homestuck General, so you'd think that's the main topic.
And it sort of is, like the foundation. Homestuck is present, but discussions really diverge quickly.
Right, you see mentions of the core characters like Vriska, Dave, and Rose Lalonde.
Yeah, and that phrase Rose Lalonde, that comes up again and again.
It feels less like just mentioning her and more like, I don't know, a specific in-joke maybe, or some kind of focus point, maybe even exasperation within this group.
Could be. And what's fascinating is how quickly the talk about Homestuck itself shifts to like its sequel or related projects. HS2 gets mentioned.
And there's anticipation there, sure, but also a lot of frustration, it seems, about the pace of updates.
Oh yeah, definitely. You see phrases like kicking the ribs for 612 or wanting the creators to squeeze out a nice thick block of updates.
That really captures that specific kind of fan impatience, doesn't it?
It does. And they're even looking forward to specific things, like two car cats meet. The slowness, that's clearly a shared feeling in the thread.
Okay, but here's where it gets, well, I found this really interesting. The sources have direct comparisons between Homestuck's creator, Andrew Hussey,
Sometimes spelled who with the cent sign.
right, and Toby Fox, the creator of Undertale and Deltarune.
And they don't just use their names. They use these like slightly altered, almost satirical versions. Fobby Talks, Boxy Toff, Zoddy Bot, Booty FX.
It's not just a casual thing either, this comparison. It seems to dig into perceived creative choices or maybe issues.
Exactly. There's one post that specifically mentions Toby Fox having, quote, an Andrew Hooey moment.
Implying what? Like a misstep or a controversial decision, something that echoes challenges Hussey might have faced.
Seems like it. It really highlights how intensely these, long-term fan communities scrutinize the creators. They almost anthropomorphize them.
There's also this reference to something called Identistuck and a discussion about a skeleton character needing a name after like 19 years.
Yeah, that feels like a real deep cut joke. Probably connects to Homestuck's long history or its specific aesthetic or something.
Okay, so moving on from that Homestuck base, the thread really focuses quite a bit on Deltarune, doesn't it? Especially a recent game update.
Yes, absolutely. A core discussion there revolves around this specific event described in the source, the removal of a rose.
Right, from something they call a Chapter 4 weird route in a new update that seems to have really grabbed their attention.
And the sources lay out these different interpretations. Users were debating about why it was
Like
removed.
what?
Well, some apparently saw it as symbolic, like deflowering, loss of innocence, or DIA,
Okay.
while others read it differently, maybe as a loss of autonomy where only the thorns are left. So different symbolic readings.
But what's really telling is the commentary within the thread about this, people criticizing the creator, Toby Fox, and these interpretations.
Yeah, users felt he was hand-holding interpretations of what they called kindergarten-level ethics in the story.
And they questioned his commitment to DIF.
Which brings us to that term, but DIA.
Yeah.
It pops up repeatedly in the source.
Right. And based only on how it's used in these specific discussions, what is it? It seems like some kind of community shorthand.
Looks like it. It seems to be a term they use when analyzing media, maybe specifically about characters going through difficult, potentially coercive or non-consensual situations within a story.
Okay. And they were debating if it applied to this Deltarune event, and maybe more broadly, too.
Exactly. And some users were openly hoping this whole Deltarune thing would make people stop taking Fobbytalk shit seriously, as they put it.
Framing it like it confirmed issues they already perceived?
Seems that way. Even comparing him to Hussey again, jokingly calling Hussey Toby Fox's Dark Master.
Wow.
And then the discussion broadens out, you know, to the challenges of making games over many years.
They compared Deltarune's development issues to other long games?
Yeah, like Trails in the Sky. Mentioning a character facing something maybe similar to DIFB in the sequel 5 years later. Though it was paired with a pretty dismissive comment about fugly Undertale art.
So this one event in Deltarune clearly just sparked this whole wider debate in the thread. About creator choices, audience expectations, narrative integrity.
Especially in indie games, yeah.
But, okay, this thread isn't just Homestuck or Deltarune. Not by a long shot. It explodes into this, like, incredibly diverse landscape of gaming references.
It's fascinating how many different games pop up. Wait. Seriously, the list is long.
Like what else?
Okay, so there's Epic Universe. They talked about character deaths and mechanics there.
Mm.
Stick World, mentioning characters, fan art, even music used in a scene.
And a lot about RPG Maker games, too.
Oh, yeah. A deep dive there. Bringing up developers or specific titles like Deep Sea Prisoner, Grey Garden, Dr. Maruki.
They even floated concepts, like a Goosebumpsy horror anthology or a Curse Armor Shop game.
Exactly. And that's just scratching the surface. Mm. They jump to Mario Kart, Smash Brothers, talk about an Ocarina of Time remake, Borderlands, wondering where it was on Steam for some reason.
Minecraft, too, I saw. A specific mod pack, Rebirth of the Night.
Yep. Monster World 2, P5R, which they actually called a DI is good game, interestingly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then Titanfall 2, Tribes, Ascend, specifically talking about low player counts and what they called a dead game.
Mm-hmm.
Yokai Watch and Rain Code mentioning Shinigami-chan.
It's just a torrent of game references.
Beyond just the titles, they discuss broader gaming concepts like why does everyone die so much, you know, referencing frequent character deaths in some games.
Or finding chorus-like lines from bit part NPCs. That's specific.
Yeah. And criticizing a combat system that didn't cull characters at the end, comparing it to how Pokemon just faint.
They also commented on game quality, right? Joking about a pretty bad and funny joke album about some game complaining about Nintendo ideas.
And debating RPGs that rely heavily on minigames, whether that's good or bad design.
And the sheer number of characters they reference from all these different places.
That's incredible. Panini from Chatter, Mogeko, BFDI characters, Xeno, Viatin, Ouija, Toad.
Specific Stickworld characters, Claudia, 75, Dr. Maruki again, Rosalina or Rosetta, Jessica from that Curse Armor Shop game idea.
And even Eric, your mask tuffies from Dragon Quest.
Yeah.
It's like this rapid fire exchange of super specific knowledge from all over the place.
And the thread even touches on game journalism.
Yeah, bit of commentary there. Users saying things like, game journos forget decades of Final Fantasy precedent. Or criticizing how non-RPG games sometimes get labeled as RPGs.
So it shows this like specific, quite critical view on how games are talked about in the wider media.
Definitely. Okay, so shifting gears completely now. The sources show this surprisingly detailed and very opinionated discussion about music.
Specifically metal subgenres, right?
Yes. And this wasn't just casual chat. They really dove deep. There's talk of Gore Grind, described as the pig's squealiest metal album, or an attempt to blend death metal growls and black metal shrieks.
Okay.
Then there's quite a bit of criticism aimed at deathcore.
What didn't they like about it?
They called it mind-numbingly boring. Metalcore-y, said it lacked the cool parts of metal like riffs. It was just drowning in breakdowns. They compared it unfavorably to grindcore. Clearly strong opinions there.
They definitely have thoughts on what makes metal good.
Oh, yeah. They also mentioned Slam plus Bluegrass, described as a joke album with chug, chug, chug with banjos.
Uh-huh.
Also gothic metal and doom metal. They seemed to criticize Funeral Doom, but found one specific album good and goth enough.
And black metal.
Described in all sorts of ways. Fairly generic, atmospheric, focused on loudness, having industrial bullshit, goblin vocals, a stank synth organ, or being symphonic black and epic thrash. Lots of descriptors.
Any specific bands mentioned?
Yeah, they name drop specific bands and albums. Anilalith Rock is called a wake-up call. They debated if a track called When Spring Turns to Sunshine even counts as metal. A song by Trog got rated highly, with comments on its mix and how it resonates with the listener. Raven Throne was noted as Russian, having industrial influence and loudness, and maybe the vocalist having the goth voice.
Interesting. And beyond the music itself, they talked about just listening to music.
Yeah, practical stuff like the frustration of music being scrubbed everywhere online or hard to find on Bandcamp, a stated preference for the regular YouTube app over YouTube Music or Spotify.
And the need to actually storage your music, like download it.
Right. And there's this recurring, almost funny frustration mentioned about boomer karaoke playing in the background somewhere.
And they're trying to tune it out with their metal.
Exactly. It gives this little kind of relatable glimpse into their actual listening environment sometimes.
So this deep dive also gives us a window into the specific online culture and dynamics of this forum, right?
For sure. They show a degree of self-awareness, you know? Comparing their space to places like Twitter or V, calling themselves an underground indie forum.
And joking about the stereotype of users posting from their basement.
Yeah. But a really defining characteristic is their language. It's unique, evolves fast, uses these recurring terms for emphasis or frustration, or clearly as in jokes.
Like what?
Terms like fewark, which seemed to change into smurf at some point, dyap, which we already discussed, used in various ways, call, fear, VGH, der sites, trickster der site, rule, and redeem shicker.
They function like these linguistic markers for the community.
Totally. And the conversation flow is heavily driven by the images and videos people post.
Right. The sources mention reactions to things like an mHour update, lots of anonymous clipboard image posts.
And specific videos like Dad Switch, the famous Dr. Livesey walking meme, astrobot.web, and even one explicitly described as showing real vaginas.
So those visuals and audio clips are really integral to how they communicate.
Definitely. There's also discussion about AI, like GPT.
What did they think?
Mixed feelings, it seems. Users found it awkward, maybe only useful for dumping your own notes into it. Though some also called it fairly useful for research.
They called it an ass-kissing robot.
Yeah, Expressed skepticism about LLM enthusiasm and its marketability, mentioned Reddit A, and contrasted it with this idea that Tsukumugami-like object spirits generally foster the user's creativity, unlike AI.
Interesting contrast. And they also talk about tech issues.
Yep, practical stuff. Again, problems loading Dr. Dots files, cursor lag, needing a computer fan, comparing operating systems Wang blows, which is clearly Windows, versus Linux.
Grounds the online chat in the physical reality of, using computers.
Exactly. And they list specific websites they use or reference, showing their kind of digital ecosystem beyond just this one forum.
Like the Chowder Wiki, RPG Maker Fandom Wiki.
Aimlessrumia.heliohost.org, Deidre.us, which is related to the Anime Lane imageboards.net. HardyMeShirts.com, HallOlcow.farm, KanayaBoru.boru.org, VidLLI.com, and Cyan.
Wow, quite a list.
They even discussed ideas for forum stickers, drawing inspiration from specific comics like Peanuts, Larson, Nant4, Jerk City.
And Sinfest, noting how its style changed and preferring the older stuff.
Yeah, it shows this mix of like current internet stuff and older cultural references.
Okay, now, we do need to address a significant part of the source material. There are discussions in there with some strong, often offensive opinions on gender, sexuality, social issues.
Right. And it's really important to repeat, our role here is strictly to report that these conversations happened in the source and what kind of views were expressed. We're not endorsing or commenting on the views themselves.
Absolutely crucial. So the source includes posts that use derogatory terms for women. They express specific viewpoints on gender roles, sexuality, relationships.
Yeah, for instance, we found posts stating things like women were built to job or mentally ill, but that doesn't give you the right to be F-U-working stupid, which women are.
Discussions also pop up around topics framed as homosexual month or heterosexual marriage.
And interpretations related to sexual acts, which get applied in various contexts, including, again, their media analysis.
There's also this kind of self-referential commentary in the thread about the user base itself and perceived negative traits.
Mentions of mental illness, a Soylentil checklist, BP demons, or users calling themselves or others a rapist.
Political and social topics seem to arise pretty organically, too.
Yeah, we see criticism of a software developer described as libbed out and attacking China. Commentary like, wokeness is the new Christian piety. Discussion about a college professor deleting their Twitter account.
And indirect references to political figures, like comparing someone to Rocco.
And that term DIP also comes up again in these social commentary contexts.
How so?
It seems debated in relation to fan fiction, art representation, and was even apparently proposed as a concept for a game. So it shows how varied and sometimes controversial its application is within their specific language based on what we see in the source.
The thread also doesn't shy away from physical ailments or just unpleasant topics either.
No. Like someone complaining about being constipated really does aid it, Erd. Comments about wiping, commentary related to bodily fluids or appearance.
It's all part of the unfiltered nature of the source material we're looking at.
Exactly. And finally, the source mentions Sam Hyde and a video about stopping him. Another example of real-world online figures and memes filtering into their conversation.
Again, just reporting the presence of these topics as found in the source provided.
Right. And beyond those major themes, there are just tons of random kind of striking details that really capture the unpredictable feel of this thread.
Absolutely. Like, the source includes this quirky translation of the Japanese phrase as dead ass, okay. Which is something.
Haha, yeah. And you see references to specific images or memes just tossed in, often with zero context.
Like Snow White 6768, Beware, Death Game, Toad when you rip his mushroom brain off.
Specific Stick World character images, a generic cozy image, Anthrochess, Doppelganger, Losing Bark Beast, specific Lane references.
Terrible album artwork, a poorly Photoshopped skeleton, the line, Bubbles wouldn't do that, something about OJ is a bit of a gamer.
Roblox architects playing a game.
Right.
Hecate's Ice Snape. No one loves Eerie. A college AU shrooming idea. The Dr. Livesey walking meme again. And a redneck with bottle meme.
Each one is like this tiny window into some shared, probably chaotic pool of references they all understand.
Or maybe don't always understand. There are moments of classic internet stuff like posing the two guards, two doors logic puzzle, or users just asking, who the F you work is this guy, about characters someone posts.
Yeah, good point. And recurring emotional themes definitely come through. You feel this palpable frustration sometimes, and your working sucks.
Or simple desire, I want. And often these really self-deprecating or harsh self-descriptions like sad, bad dad, or little BP demon.
And we see specific dates like 2025-06-06 and 2023-06-07, and notes about counts, maybe post numbers. We are currently at 1750, 16 yesterday, 32, 32 plus one.
Yeah, some kind of internal tracking. The source even notes Summer Games Fest ongoing, which anchors the conversation in a specific real-world time frame.
And amidst all the intensity, there's a reference to gentle people or a little moment of contrast.
Yeah.
So, okay, after wading through all of that, what did this deep dive into just one single, densely packed, often chaotic online thread really show us?
Well, for one, just the sheer density and, frankly, surprising variety of topics that can bubble up in a dedicated online community.
Even one that's supposedly centered on something specific, like Homestuck.
Right. It becomes this rapid-fire, multimodal conversation, pulling in absolutely everything. From super niche gaming and music talk to personal frustrations, tech problems, and completely unfiltered social commentary.
It really highlights how these online spaces create their own unique languages and in-jokes, too. Those specific terms we saw, like FewArk, DiApp, Rose Lalonde.
Yeah, they simultaneously strengthen that group identity, but also make the conversation almost impossible for outsiders to just jump into.
And it definitely demonstrates the intensity of fan and audience reactions these days, right? Especially around creative works like games.
Oh, absolutely. Perceived choices by creators can spark these really fervent, sometimes quite scathing debates. And they draw parallels across totally different fandoms, like we saw with the Hussey and Toby Fox comparisons.
So what does this all mean for you listening? Maybe consider how online spaces, even the really specialized ones, become these dynamic melting pots for wildly different topics.
Yeah. And what does that tell us about the internet itself? Is this reflection of just disparate human interests all converging in these unexpected and often, chaotic ways?